Chapter 12. 2 days later, Fred, puzzled, watched Holoscanner 3 as his subject Robert Arctor pulled a book, evidently at random, from his bookshelf in the living room of his house. Dope stashed behind it, Fred wondered, and zoomed the scanner lens in. Or a phone number or address written in it. He could see that Arctor hadn't pulled the book to read. Arctor had just entered the house and still wore his coat. He had a peculiar air about him, tense and bummed out both at once, a sort of dulled urgency. The Zoomar lens of the scanner showed the page had a color photo of a man gnawing on a woman's right nipple, with both individuals nude. The woman was evidently having an orgasm. Her eyes had half shut and her mouth hung open in a soundless moan. Maybe Arctor's using it to get off on, Fred thought as he watched. But Arctor paid no attention to the picture. Instead, he creakingly recited something mystifying, partly in German, obviously to puzzle anyone overhearing him. Maybe he imagined his roommates were somewhere in the house and wanted to bait them into appearing, Fred speculated. No one appeared. Luckman, Fred knew from having been at the scanners a long while, had dropped a bunch of reds mixed with Substance D and passed out fully dressed in his bedroom, a couple of steps short of his bed. Barris had left entirely. What is Arctor doing? Fred wondered, and noted the ident code for these sections. He's becoming more and more strange. I can see now what that informant who phoned in about him meant. Or, he conjectured, those sentences Arctor spoke aloud could be a voice command to some electronic hardware he'd installed in the house. Turn on or turn off. Maybe even create an interference field against scanning, such as this. But he doubted it. Doubted if it was in any way rational or purposeful or meaningful, except to Arctor. This guy is nuts, he thought. He really is. From the day he found his Cephscope sabotaged, certainly the day he arrived home with his car all fucked up in such a way as to almost kill him, he's been dingy ever since. And to some extent before that, Fred thought. Anyhow, ever since the dogshit day, as he knew Arctor called it. Actually, he could not blame him. That, Fred reflected as he watched Arctor peel off his coat wearily, would blow anyone's mind. But most people would phase back in. He hasn't. He's getting worse. Reading aloud to no one, messages that don't exist and in foreign tongues. Unless he's shucking me, Fred thought with uneasiness. In some fashion, figured out he's being monitored and is covering up what he's actually doing. Or just playing head games with us. Time, he decided, will tell. I say shucking us, Fred decided. Some people can tell when they're being watched. Sixth sense. Not paranoia, but primitive instinct. What a mouse has, any hunted thing, knows it's being stalked, feels it. He's doing shit for our benefit, stringing us along. But you can't be sure. There are shucks on top of shucks, layers and layers.